Remember with us now as through the magic of radio we turn back the clock for the KEX Radio Scrapbook of Sound. This week, the commercials. Radio, by its very nature, must enlist the imagination of its listener. This is why radio commercials you heard 20 or 30 years ago are sometimes as fresh in the memory as a television special you watched a week ago. There's genuine magic in the human voice. For centuries, the human voice has been the most powerful persuader. Back in 1921, when United States radio stations were licensed to carry advertising, the persuasion multiplied a million times. On Christmas Eve, 1926, a quartet sang the praises of Wheaties, and the first radio jingle was born.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best. Man, they're crispy and crunchy the whole year through. The kiddies never tire of them, and neither will you.
So just
buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
Regrettably, most of the souvenirs of radio's first decade of commercials are lost to us. However, we do have these rare examples. Here is an example of part of a program and a commercial for the Perfect Circle Piston Ring. Notice how understated the selling of that era was.
Again, it is the pleasure of the Perfect Circle Company, manufacturers of Perfect Circle Piston Rings, to present Charlie Davis and his famous Indiana Public Stage Orchestra. These programs of the best in popular music are especially arranged for your entertainment by Mr. Davis and the Perfect Circle Company. The orchestra greets you tonight with Mean to Me. Whenever you buy anything, whether for your personal use or for your home or for your car, there is an undeniable feeling of satisfaction in the knowledge that it is a standard product, widely and favorably known. Perfect Circle Piston Rings are the standard of the automotive industry, used by more than 80% of America's car manufacturers in all or a large part of their production. Your comments on these Perfect Circle programs will be appreciated, both by Mr. Davis and the Perfect Circle Company. Please address them either to the Perfect Circle Company at Hagerstown, Indiana, or to this station.
On a recent program, we presented Jones and Hare, the Happiness Boys. Here is a rare recording of their signature for interwoven socks.
You do, everybody, how do you do? Gee, it's great to say hello to all of you. I'm Billy Jones.
I'm Ernie Hare.
We're the interwoven pair. How do you do, 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 do?
Now here's a montage of programs and commercials from the 20s. First, the A&P Gypsies, followed by Fleischman's Yeast Hour with Rudy Valley and the Longines Symphonette.
The A&P Gypsies and the gypsy tenor Frank Parker offer a melodious song which rode the crest of popularity a short while ago. It's Just a Memory.
Fleischman's Yeast Hour, directed by Rudy Valley, broadcast tonight from the ballroom of the Canadian National Exhibition in Toronto, Canada.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley and Company. To Toronto and to Canada, greetings. It was the recollection of your generous hospitality in 1935 that led us to return this year. Again, we find that we like Toronto and that Toronto likes us. A pleasant discovery always.
performance of the Moonlight Sonata set the stage for another concert of the world's most honored music, presented as a salute to Longines, the world's most honored watch. The Longines Symphonette, under the leadership of Michel Piastro, will play a program of the world's most honored music. These lovely melodies and Longines watches make a common appeal to cultured people the world over.
Now, here are examples of the commercials of the early 30s.
Tasty yeast is tempting to your appetite. Creamy, wholesome candy, try a luscious bite. Vitamins are hiding in this candy bar. Pep, vim, and vigor linger where they are. Children like this lovely, creamy food delight. Let them eat it daily, every morning, noon, and night. You will see them growing stronger every day. Taking yeast is dandy, handy candy way.
Men, Frank Crummett is here with me to say a word about Roy Tann cigars. Frank Crummett.
I'm really a fan for Roy Tann's, and the reason is Roy Tann has more long filler Havana tobacco, and yet it's a 5-cent cigar. Man to man, smoke Roy Tann.
Every one of you undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Aniston, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Aniston you've ever experienced. The reason is simple. Aniston contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four, one of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Aniston at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
That was the familiar voice of Ford Bond, spokesman for Aniston and many other products of the 30s and 40s. In these mementos of the 30s, we'll show you early dramatized commercials and the effects of show sponsorship and the rise of slogans whose repetition made products truly a household word.
And now, before the overture to the second act of the Gibson family, let's step backstage and look in on Sally Gibson and Hilda, her maid, who is helping Sally change for the next scene.
Quick, Hilda, hold this dress. I've never been so excited in all my life.
It's really wonderful, isn't it, Miss Sally?
It's too wonderful. That scene in the garden.
It made me think of Henry, Miss Sally. Miss Sally, if I had your complexion, do you suppose Henry would...
What, Hilda?
Tell me what's wrong with my face, Miss Sally. Those red blotches just won't go away.
Soap, probably. What kind are you using? Some beauty soap, I suppose.
Yes, Miss Sally. That one that promises radiant beauty, glamorous youth, irresistible loveliness. Oh, Miss Sally, I had hoped Henry would...
Yes, so did I once. And then I learned the truth. Hilda, you can't feed the pores of your skin with beauty oils or mysterious ingredients.
No.
And many highly perfumed, prettily colored soaps contain fatty acids and free alkali that really irritate and harm your skin.
But, Miss Sally...
My doctor recommended Ivory. He says all any soap can do is cleanse, and that to protect the fine texture and pores, a soap should cleanse gently, and that to do that, a soap must be pure. He said Ivory would help to keep my skin smooth and fine.
And, Miss Sally, do you think Henry would...
Oh, quick, my gloves, Hilda. Is the bill for the second act?
No, Hilda will never get a Grecian nose by using a beauty soap, but we do hope she gets Henry. And now for the overture to our second act. All right, Don.
Here's an example of how automobiles were sold in the 30s.
Thanks, Frank. That was swell.
I'm glad you liked it, Harry.
You know, you're a darn good-looking fellow. I'll bet you have lots of girls crazy about you.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're just being modest. But tell me, how do you feel when you're in love?
How do I feel? My gosh, Harry, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Why, when I'm in love, I'm just breezing along with the breeze. I never mind the bumps or the ruts along the highway of life. I float through life on a cloud.
And that, folks, is exactly the way you feel in the famous Dodge Air Glide ride. If you haven't experienced this thrill, visit the showroom of your local Dodge dealer. See for yourself the extra value you get in this big, new, money-saving Dodge. Believe me, folks, it certainly is more car for less money. Think of it. The new Dodge Beauty Winner of 1936 now sells for only $640 and up. List price is at factory Detroit.
Say, that is something, Harry. But how about you singing a song now?
Don't mind if I do.
Along in the 30s, program sponsorship became very important with close identification of the program's personality and the commercial.
The Jergens Program with Walter Winchell, America's one-man newspaper. Walter Winchell's famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers from New York to Honolulu. He's here with flash news, odd news, exclusive news. We have a Thanksgiving treat for you tonight. Miss Alma Archer is here in our Jergens studio and will speak to you later. Alma Archer is an expert on smartness and beauty, and she believes that the care of her hands is a duty for every woman. And now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. North American. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. Juarez, Mexico. Betty Lawford, who takes a bath before... And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who thinks every American has at least one thing to be thankful for on Thursday next. Thankful that we still salute a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Seeing is believing. See an Oxydol wash. See how Oxydol washes clothes white for life. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Visit any part of the country today and you'll hear amazing but true stories of the great new Oxydol. This new kind of Oxydol changes...
J-E-L-L-O!
The Jell-O program, brought to you by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The orchestra opens the program with I Am an American.
No matter what your favorite entertainment is, you'll always find it on the Maxwell House Showboat. Your ticket of admission, as always, just your loyalty to Maxwell House Coffee.
And here he is to present it to you in his own unequaled manner, your singing favorite, Lanny Ross.
I sailed away.
Now, Donnie, it's your turn.
Thank you, Captain Henry. As our curtain rises, we see a golfer step inside his front door at home. His wife calls to him.
Well, dear, how was your game? Pretty hot day, wasn't it?
Well, hot is right. And the game, just so-so as usual. Oh, goodness, Mary, I feel all in.
Feeling kind of low and played out, dear. So I'm repeating the wholesome little ceremony you liked so much last week.
Yeah, what's that?
The most refreshing drink there is. Here you are.
Ah, iced Maxwell House coffee, huh? Mm-hmm. I tell you, Mary, this certainly does hit the spot.
Curtain. And ladies and gentlemen, in golf and tennis clubs, around swimming pools, in the locker rooms at the baseball parks, at the beaches, wherever people are active this summer, you'll find a growing custom. People are drinking iced Maxwell House coffee.
Thank you, Marie Wilson and Charlie Butterworth, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Here's a young and very formal Arthur Godfrey selling Cremo cigars.
Light up a Cremo, a mellow, mild Cremo, a winning smoke by far. You can search every clime, but at three for a dime, you can't beat a Cremo cigar. But at three for a dime, you can't beat the Cremo cigar.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the sweet-scented cigar-smoking society. This is Arthur Godfrey down in Washington, D.C. Mike Mann Godfrey, Cremo's capricious custodian of the calorific cantata.
If you were alive during the 30s or 40s, you must remember this, one of the most famous radio jingles of all time. Did you ever think you would so fondly remember a commercial? In the 40s, show-integrated commercials became popular, and sponsors discovered sound logos. Food products were sold with more taste appeal, and humor began to appear, reflecting the growing sophistication of the radio audience.
Shaving cream supreme
leaves your face so smooth and clean.
C-R-E-S-T-A. B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta. Blanca. Cresta Blanca.
Rinso white and Rinso bright.
L-A-V-A. L-A-V-A.
And the stars sold soap.
Curtain falls on my son, my son. Brian Ahern, Madeline Carroll, Lewis Haywood, and Josephine Hutchinson are returning to the microphone.
Thank you for all four of us, Mr. DeMille. I always enjoy appearing in the Lux Radio Theater, and I think women everywhere are grateful for the product behind it, Lux Soap. It's a grand complexion care. I know that from my own experience because I've used it for years.
I'm another Lux fan, Mr. DeMille. The thing I like about Lux Soap is that it has such a gentle way of caring for your skin.
Mr. DeMille, it's up to you to bow to both ladies at once. And after the bow, you can tell us about next week's play.
I think we'll take a bow on next week's play, too, Roy. A week from tonight, we're going to do The Rains Came.
That was C.B. DeMille from the Lux Radio Theater. And now, humor enters commercial selling.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Someone once said that the world stands aside to make way for the man who knows where he's going. And so tonight it gives me great pleasure to make way for a man who knows what he's talking about. Harry Von Zell.
Don't ever neglect a cold. At the very first sign of a cold, get after it immediately with the faster help of sparkling...
Fred Allen, remember?
No. The name of the... I'm awfully sorry. That eagle has upset me. I can't remember the name of what it is that helps fight colds faster. It slipped my mind.
Well, it'll come to you. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, this famous product acts very quickly. Yet it's exceptionally gentle. And since the progress of a cold is very fast, the greater speed of what it is I'm talking about is especially important in fighting your cold. And that's not all. The name will come to me in a minute. It also helps nature counteract the acidity that so often accompanies a cold. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can check these facts with your own doctor.
You'd better check the name, too, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Fred, you know what I'm talking about.
Why, certainly, Harry. You're talking about America's outstanding saline laxative.
That's it, Fred. And the name is...
The name is, so many physicians recommend it.
Yes, yes, and it helps fight colds faster. But what is the name?
Well, here's a pretty to-do. Wait, Harry, there must be somebody around here who knows. If there is, would you please tell us confidentially?
Sal Hepatica!
That's it, Sal Hepatica. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Fred Allen and Harry Von Zell. Remember these programs and commercials from the 40s? And now the Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer. And yes, it's the Jell-O family. Play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your watch. And here he is, left over from the Halloween Hobgoblin, your aren't we devil's man, Ralph Truth or Consequences Edwards.
Party players. Aside from the big news,
hey, are you cooking with Crisco? It's digestible. All vegetables.
Yes, it's Crisco's Young Dr. Malone.
America's finest silver plate is 1847 Rogers Brothers. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. And here's how Edgeworth tobacco was sold in the 40s.
This is David Ross. A Pan-American Airways man dropped in not long ago and said he had a bit of news he thought we'd like to know. Our Edgeworth had been chosen as the one tobacco brand for their far-flung post in Africa where giant clippers land. It really gave us quite a thrill to hear this fellow say how greatly Edgeworth is enjoyed by men who blaze the way above the steaming jungle of the Congo. Yes, and through it. And we are proud and glad to know that Edgeworth helps them do it.
In the 1940s, show-integrated commercials became popular, and the sponsors discovered the use of sound logos and intensified use of jingles, reflecting the growing sophistication of the radio audience. Here, from 1940, the Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, sponsored by Kraft.
Well, it's only a short walk from calling Indians to calling Ken Carpenter. Do you hear me calling to you, Ken?
For a minute, I'd like a word with all of you folks who prefer cheese that's rich but also mild in flavor. Maybe you're in the habit of going to the grocery store and just guessing which cheese has the flavor you want. Well, I can tip you off on how to be sure of getting deliciously mild cheddar cheese flavor every time. Ask for Kraft's cheese food, Velveeta. Oh, a cheddar cheese flavor that's creamy rich, delightfully mild. Just what you're looking for. So have a loaf or a package of Velveeta on hand all the time to slice or spread for sandwiches and snacks, to melt to a tantalizing cheese sauce for grand Lenten dishes. Being a Kraft product, Velveeta, of course, always melts and toasts perfectly. If you have a little grocery list pad hanging in the kitchen, You'd better mark down Velveeta for tomorrow's order right now.
The Fibber, McGee, and Molly program was especially created for the people at Johnson's Wax. The announcer became part of the cast, and the commercials became part of the program.
Look, dearie, now, this is a...
Hello, Molly. Hi, a pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. Come on in.
Sit down, Junior, but don't talk. I'm creating.
What's he creating, Molly, besides the funny noise on that paper spoiler?
Well, he's writing the story of the invention of the typewriter, Mr. Wilcox. His version of it, at least.
Really? Well, look, pal, I used to do a little writing. Let me give you a tip, will you?
You'll welcome it, won't you, dearie?
No, but I'll be polite about it. Okay, Junior, unburden yourself. I ain't heard anything about you writing the great American novel, but go ahead. Tell the author how to write.
Well, I was just going to suggest that you keep it simple. You see, when I first started writing advertising for Johnson's Paste Wax, I used to say, Johnson's Paste Wax will render your possessions invulnerable to abrasions, impregnable to friction, attrition, and confrication. Stuff like that.
I think that's beautiful writing.
Personally, I don't care.
I used to say things like, Johnson's Paste Wax inevitably imparts a coruscating, scintillating fulguration to one's floors, furniture, and woodwork, which endows the domicile with joviality and vivacity, and attracts the spirit of euphrosyne to the dwellers therein.
You don't say.
I almost didn't.
You keep writing like that, Junior, and they'll revoke your poetic license.
I bet that would have sold a lot of Johnson's Paste Wax, though, if anybody knew what you meant.
Well, that's what the company said. They said, look, kid, let's just keep it simple. Just tell them that Johnson's Paste Wax will give floors, furniture, and woodwork a soft, gleaming luster that shines with the happy look of a well-loved home. That will give a new protection and beauty that time and age cannot.
Hey, look. Waxy.
Yes, pal. Hey, look. I'd like to stay and criticize your story, but I've got to run along.
Harlow Wilcox for Johnson's Wax. For a long time as a child, I thought that Harlow owned Johnson's Wax. Little did I know they actually owned Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Now, remember these examples of programs and sponsors from the 40s?
Go to your nearest drugstore right now and ask for genuine Carter's Little Liver Pills. Regular size, 25 cents. There now. We've closed the door to the inner sanctum for another week. Time to go. But spread the news to all arch criminals that we shall ride again in their pursuit next week. This is no laughing matter for them, my friend, so take your tongue out of your cheek. That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the new Fitch Bandwagon, brought to you by the F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic and Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. With yours truly, Larry Keating, Henry Russell, our special guest for today, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, and starring Cass Daly.
Sloan's Liniment, your faithful friend when muscles ache and pain, presents Gangbusters.
G-Men, calling all Americans to war on the underworld.
Gangbusters brought to you by the makers of Sloan's Liniment. In the 40s, jingles became more sophisticated.
When bowlers bowl a spear or strike, that smoother taste is what they like. What do you have? The answer's clear. Pour me a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Here's another example of how the commercial was integrated into the program. The program? The Jack Benny Show. The product? The American Tobacco Company.
I don't have enough trouble. Phil has to call up. I wish the doctor would get here. I feel awful.
Oh, there it goes again. I can't move. Answer that, will you, Mary?
Oh, all right, all right. Don't be so grouchy.
Don't be so grouchy.
Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Don. How's Jack feeling?
Oh, he acts like he's the only one in the world who has a cold. It's like a big baby.
Well, maybe he's a lot worse than you think. Gesundheit, Mary.
That was Jack.
Well, let me speak to him.
Here, Jack.
Hello, Don. What do you want?
Gesundheit, and I'll put Mary back on.
Never mind, Mary. What do you want?
Well, the Sportsman Quartet is over here at my house.
Well, why aren't they over here? I want to hear the song they're going to do on our program Sunday.
Oh, they can't take a chance coming to your house, Jack. After all, they're singers. They might catch a cold.
Cold or no cold, they're supposed to come over here and rehearse the number. A lot they think of my program.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. You're taking the wrong attitude.
What?
As soon as the boys heard about your cold, they were very concerned, and they've got some good advice for you.
Advice?
Yeah, here. I'll put him on the phone.
Look, boys, when I've got a cold, I don't need any advice.
Give it to him, boys!
Look, Don, I don't need any advice.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. Careful, Mr. B.
Careful.
Eat an apple every day. Go to bed by 3. Take good care of yourself. Passing NBC. Be careful in the freeze. Ooh. Watch it, please, ooh, or you'll sneeze, ooh. You'll get a cold and ruin your program.
Look, I've got a cold. I don't have to get one, though.
Call a doctor, do. Take good care of yourself, cause we all love you. When you're buying cigarettes, buy the brand you like. Take good care of yourself, smoke a Lucky Strike. When you're driving in a car, or you're on a hike. Take good care of yourself, smoke a Lucky Strike.
If I may have my say,
please do.
Don't delay.
What's new?
Start today.
Ooh, light up a Lucky and you'll enjoy it. Men know tobacco best. Smoke the best you see. Round firm, fully packed, Dallas MFT.
Examples of radio commercials using the powerful persuader, the human voice. Here's a singing commercial that made a banana famous.
I'm to eat a banana and I've come to say, bananas have to ripen in a certain way. Well, they are flecked with brown and have a golden hue. Bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. You can put them in a pie. Any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them. The banana's like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. No.
Now here's a montage of programs and commercials from the 40s.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the blend that's friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Donald Dixon, Mortimer Snerd, Robert Armbruster, and the Chase and Sanborn Orchestra. Our special guests, Carol Lombard, Dub Taylor, and Charlie McCarthy.
This is Charlie McCarthy pouring out the friendship for Chase and Sanborn.
Campbell Soups bring you Amos and Andy with Grover Whalen, president of the 1939 New York World's Fair, in person, in a special half-hour broadcast direct from the fairgrounds.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
Call every pal you know, your girlfriend or your beau. Strike up the band, Bob Hope's the man who ties the can to home.
Ah, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Hope back once again to tell you it's better to have Pepsodent flowing over your teeth now than to have water running under your bridge later.
Radio's metamorphosis began in the 50s. As entertainment shows moved to television, radio developed a new personal appeal. Commercials changed, too. The recorded commercial, a rare phenomenon in the 1930s and 40s, more frequent in the 40s, of course, however, became the basic radio advertising of the 50s. Listen to this commercial from the 50s selling Wild Root Cream Oil.
Get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all those gals away, hiya, bully. Get a bottle right away. Your druggist has it. A little goes a long, long way. You hear it screaming. Keeps you looking neat all day.
Stars were still selling in the 50s. Here's Frank Sinatra for Halo.
Halo, everybody. Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So, halo, everybody. Halo. For softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So, halo, everybody. Halo. Halo shampoo. Halo.
A new kind of program was developed in the 50s, a program of music till dawn, music for insomniacs and night workers.
American Airlines greets you with music till dawn. Good evening, everyone. This is Bob Hall with a welcome aboard American Airlines Music Till Dawn. I'll be here from now until 5:30 tomorrow morning, keeping a musical watch throughout the night. And to help us while away the hours, recordings to fill your night with beautiful music, the news, the weather, every hour on the hour from now till dawn. The next 6 hours of easy listening presented by America's leading airline, American Airlines. Tonight marks a milestone in our series of all-night broadcasts, the beginning of our sixth year on the air under the continuous sponsorship of American Airlines.
Budweiser commercial featuring the Crew Cuts.
Where there's light, there's Bud. At a concert or a show, in your own backyard, wherever you go, Budweiser's here is for folks.
And Pepsi-Cola developed a new musical image.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
In all of this, we have no wish to omit the most common and perhaps most persuasive commercial of present times, the live announcement by a local personality on a foreground personality radio station. But since they are rarely preserved and wouldn't go well twice in a row, we don't have any recordings of these examples. These echoes of four decades of radio commercials we've heard over the last several nights invoke nostalgia and remind us what a powerful and lasting impression sound can make on the theater of man's imagination, the power of the human voice. A comparison with today's advertising should underscore a basic belief. The golden days of radio are today. And that's tonight's radio scrapbook of sounds. Stay tuned next for Lum and Abner on KEX. This is Vic Ives speaking.